All right, good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 9th. Welcome to the Benton County Commissioner Board Meeting. If you can all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we get approval of December 19th meeting minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of December 19th, 2023.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Review the agenda.
We do have one item to add to executive session. It would be for union contract negotiations. We already have that listed, so we'll have two items under that topic.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Nothing? Okay, perfect. We'll move on to public comment. We'll play our little presentation first.
The purpose of the public comment period is to give the audience an opportunity to provide comments to commissioners regarding agenda items or other topics. It is an official on-the-record communication geared toward giving information and opinions to consider in the decision-making process. While the commissioners welcome hearing from you, please note that the public comment period is not an opportunity for dialogue with commissioners or for posing questions with the expectation of an immediate answer. Many questions require an opportunity for information gathering and deliberation. For this reason, the commissioners will accept comments, but will not directly respond to comments, questions, or concerns raised during the public comment period. Audience members who wish to speak should raise your hand to be called upon by the chairman, or virtual participants use the raise hand feature. Come to the podium, or virtual participants unmute your microphone when called upon. State your name and address for the record. And after speaking, write your name and address on the record sheet. Virtual participants do not complete this step. To allow every participant an opportunity to be heard, public comments will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. The chairman will indicate when your allowed time has elapsed. In the interest of running an orderly meeting, we ask that you do not duplicate comments made by a previous speaker. Instead, please simply confirm your agreement with previous statements. When appropriate, the commissioners may refer an item identified during public comments to the county administrator for further action. Please note that if a speaker intends to give commissioners any records of any kind as a part of a presentation, the records must be handed directly to the clerk of the board for distribution.
All right, we'll open up for public comment. Anybody here in Kennewick? Yes, sir.
Thank you, commissioners, clerk, administrator.
Is your camera?
Green light's on.
It is.
Yeah, I just need to speak really close. Okay, Paul Krupin, 2404 South Lyle Street. I'm one of the board members of Tri-City Cares. 501c3 nonprofit organization. We were approved as an intervener in the Horse Heaven Hills Wind and Solar Project adjudication. I want to bring to your attention the important decision about to be made by the Energy Facility Siting Evaluation Council, otherwise known as EFSEC. On December 20th, after the EFSEC monthly meeting, a special session focused on mitigation issues for the Horse Heaven Hills Wind Project. EFSEC appears to have paid attention to the concerns about the magnitude and severity of impacts, including wildlife, cultural, visual, and aerial firefighting. These were all documented in the EIS, the adjudication process, and in public comments by Tri-City Cares, the Yakima Nation, Benton County, local residents, local officials, and other organizations, and all those who opposed the project and supported the project too. But anyway, EFSEC voted on directing staff to develop a council mitigation option that the project significantly reduced the number of turbines. They removed the most objectionable wind turbines along the northern lease boundary. This decision, if it's implemented by the recommended and implemented by the governor, will reduce the size and area of the project by 50% or more.
Now,
yes, sir.
You know, I know we're limited to 3 minutes or so,
yep.
But you know what? You can slow down so that everybody can hear online and stuff like that. So
okay.
If you're okay with that, Chair. Just give him a little bit more time so he's not screaming through it.
I will still probably make 3 minutes, pretty close. Well, anyway, EFSEC scheduled a January 24th meeting at which they will likely discuss and then vote on the recommendation to the governor. EFSEC has yet to announce how and when the public will be allowed to comment on the final recommendation. We do expect to give the public at least 3 days, possibly starting January 17th, but they haven't come out with any information about that yet. We are requesting, and this is my first request here today, that you please consider signing and sending a letter to FSEC that they make the final draft report and decision documents containing the recommendation to the governor publicly available and allow the public adequate time to review and provide meaningful comment to the council before the council takes a final, makes a final decision. And I've got a letter here that I've given to the clerk to draft, have at it. Once the recommendation to the governor is publicly available, it will need to be scrutinized to see whether it indeed does provide the protection that Tri-Cities needs in an acceptable manner. We ask that you direct your staff and your legal counsel to focus their attention on these documents, which will no doubt be released right about the 24th and beyond, and that you then study these very carefully and write to FSEC and the governor to present your comments and any concerns about their recommendation. This will likely need to be completed just 1 to 2 weeks after January 24th, so there's a lot of work to study this and scrutinize this and get your opinions heard. Finally, Representative Stephanie Barnard has developed and formally submitted new legislation that will require FSEC and county and city governments to address aerial firefighting needs in the permitting processes. SEPA, NEPA, county, state, national. This proposal has been given a bill number, HB 2117. State Senator Matt Behnke has co-sponsored the same bill in the Senate. As far as we know so far, both bills are receiving excellent bipartisan support. Last request today, we request that you study the bill and send a letter supporting the legislation to Representatives Barnard and Senator Behnke, and then submit comments in writing to the legislator when hearings are held, probably in February and March. So I'll be happy to brief you in more detail at your convenience. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, a copy of the legislation is also in the information.
All right, go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Tuna Gregory. Happy New Year. I'd like to thank Commissioner Alvarez for actually listening to some of my concerns that I've addressed, and I want to congratulate our county for passing the safety tax. We are asking for transparency with the funds. How about donating to more places? How about letting the community decide on some of these places? Maybe we can start by seeking pro-life places, spiritual accountability places. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to the earth as a human to die for our sins. That is the true meaning of Christmas. He sends his followers a helper, the Holy Spirit. He guides us to truth. The truth should set us free. We live in an age of rampant deception. We have a whole new set of vocabulary words for lying. Our nation is being drained out. Our military forces more on gender equity than defeating our enemies. Our schools teach what to think rather than how to think. Our children are being lied to that they can be a Furby and wear a butt plug to as tail. Where is truth? Immorality and self are promoted. Our open borders betray we the people. Turmoil, child trafficking, human trafficking are at the highest in history. Oh well, we need to delete history. Our children are taught to hate their parents and country. We have skipped over socialism and are at the doorstep of communism. Godlessness suppresses truth. Freedom of speech was protected by the Bill of Rights, yet our government wants to rid this too. We just had an anniversary of January 6th. We know with proof that it was an inside job, yet we still have people arrested. Where is justice for all? Why isn't the Select Committee in prison for destroying all the so-called evidence? We have election interference at every level. I could go on and on, but I'm limited to that 3 minutes. In the Bible, it teaches us that if we receive his words, treasure his commands, incline our ear to wisdom, and apply our hearts to understanding, cry out for discernment, and lift up our voice for understanding and seeking it as silver, then we will understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God, for God gives wisdom. O Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of inequity boast in themselves. Don't be fooled. The Lord knows the thoughts and the deeds of a man. A faithful witness does not lie. False witnesses will utter lies. The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be justified from above. We who follow Christ are to be the salt and light. We can't be silent. We need to stand in truth. The truth shall set us free. There are only two genders, and men cannot have babies. A man and a woman is for marriage, and the two of them leave their parents and become one. We need God in America again. We need justice for all. I'm calling on all of you to step up for truth. Pass ordinances against crime. How about join the Convention of States? It starts locally. In the House of Righteousness, there is much treasure. In the revenue of the wicked, there is trouble. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else here in Kennewick for public comment? All right, anybody online? If you are, please raise your hand. I don't see. Do you see anybody either? Okay. All right. And no one in Prosser. All right, we'll close public comment.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the consent agenda items A through double S.
And I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, since the consent agenda passed, I'll pass the baton over to
the gavel.
The gavel. You're not off the hook. Okay, we have a public hearing on ordinance 535, section 9, and Benton County Code 8.12C.090 relating to sales tax and the sales and use tax, the public safety tax, expiration date, and the sunset clause. We have to adopt a new. Who is that? Who's doing that? Oh, you're doing that. Oh, okay. Matt's not. Okay.
Good morning. So, we do have a public hearing this morning regarding the public safety sales tax, and I'll lead with this is more of a housekeeping item. So back in 2014, the voters of Benton County approved the original public safety sales tax, and it had a 10-year sunset clause on that. This past November, the voters renewed the public safety sales tax with Proposition 1, and it did not include a sunset clause. So we need to, again, do some housekeeping items and repeal Ordinance 535 and Section 9 and Benton County Code 8.12C.090 relating to the sales and use tax, public safety tax expiration date sunset clause. So staff is recommending that we hold the public hearing and upon conclusion, have the commissioners repeal those items that we stated.
Okay, with that, any comments and questions? Okay, I'll open up the public hearing for anyone to come and give comment on repealing the old ordinance and adopting the new ordinance for the public safety tax. Anyone? No one's in Prosser. Does anyone online or WebEx? I don't see anything. Anyone here? No. With that, I'll close the public hearing on the public safety tax, and then someone would like to do a motion.
You know, that's one thing.
Commissioner Alvarez.
Once you go ahead and pass the gavel over, instead of me just having to go ahead and say I second mm-hmm. for the last year.
No, you have to speak.
No, you have to
speak. Yeah, now I got to go ahead and read all
these
resolutions.
You're the pro tem.
So I'll move to approve the resolution and ordinance repealing ordinance 535, section 9BCC 8.12C.090 relating to the sales and use tax, public safety tax expiration date / sunset clause.
And then you move to approve the resolution and ordinance.
And I move to approve the resolution and ordinance.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay, with that, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Nope. Okay, motion passes. Okay, so we have a new, and you're coming forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Yeah, today we are requesting the board's consideration of an agreement between Benton County and the City of West Richland for the revision of the corporate boundary for the City of West Richland. The City of West Richland, pursuant to RCW 35A.21.210, seeks to revise a portion of the corporate boundary of the city to include the west right-of-way line of Webster Avenue, as shown in Exhibit B of the board's agenda packet. This would allow the city of West Richland to design, construct, and maintain this segment of Webster Avenue under city urban standards. Should the board approve the proposed agreement, we will forward a signed copy to the city for execution. We anticipate that the city will execute the agreement and the ordinance per Exhibit C on the same date. Once we receive a copy of the approved ordinance, we will submit a resolution per Exhibit D for the board's consideration. And then I'll also ensure that the fully executed copies are submitted to the clerk of the board. So with that, I appreciate the board's time and consideration of this request and welcome any questions you may have.
Gentlemen, any questions?
I don't have any, no.
No? Okay, take a motion.
You got to go, okay. Yeah. I move to approve the agreement between Benton County and the city of West Richland for the revision of corporate boundary for the city of West Richland and authorize the chairman or chairman pro tem to sign the agreement on behalf of Benton County.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. The motion passes. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for your
Thank
time.
You. Thank you.
Is Robert Hood coming up for the?
Very.
We got out of order.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did.
That's kind of confused.
Oh, okay.
You guys confused me for a second. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, I know.
We can pivot. This is the office of pivoting for sure.
Good morning, commissioners. Thank you for your time. I'm here before you to review the military, Washington State Military State and Local Cybersecurity Grant Program. Back in July, IT came in front and asked for permission to pursue these funds. We immediately provided three projects to them. Two of them were approved. One of them was approved for immediate costs to be provided to the county. I'm coming before you to get approval to sign the contracts related to this grant, and this will provide the county with abilities to also cash in on later projects because they have been approved. It just has to go through a pretty granular project review with the state military, and also the state CIO's departments are also reviewing these projects. So there's $16,688, I believe, that the county would receive once the board signs these documents. And then we'll also hopefully come back before you in 24 to get more money and have another contract signed to get more funds for the county.
So that $16,000, that was for that domain. So we're Benton County WA.gov now.
We are, yes. We're still have a reference to the co.benton.wa.us for right now. We'll probably carry that for a little bit. You're supposed to be redirected to BentonCountyWA.gov. There are several counties that are doing this, especially those counties who are involved with elections. And that was a huge recommendation from CISA, the federal government's cybersecurity infrastructure and security agency.
Yeah, because in the legislature, it was leds.wa.gov, so they don't put a dot in between Benton County and WA, no?
No, and no. King County doesn't have to do KingCountyWA.gov either. They just do KingCounty.gov. There are certain criteria. I think if you're over a population of 500,000, I think you can pretty much decide what you want to do with the .gov name.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. any questions?
I do have just a quick comment. So when I was reading through the packet and everything, it sounds like there might be some military advisors working along with you guys, mm-hmm. Gonna kind of beef it up for anti-hacking and all that protection. Is that something that you guys are, did I read that correct? Or
we're basically, it's a recommendation to because we, when we put the funds forward, we just did the whole project, and what they're going to work with us is carving out certain costs, because there's 154 total applicants, I believe, out of the state and local agencies in Washington State, and if you divide that with the amount of funds, it's like 20,000. So our firewall was 180,000. So we're going to carve out just a little piece, like a subscription. It'll be like 19,000. So they're going to allow us to resubmit that to get that funding, hopefully.
Okay. That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I'll go ahead and I'll move to approve the Board of Benton County Commissioners to sign Washington State Military Department, state and local cybersecurity grant programs, federal funding contract forms, and reporting documents as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
And one more thing, commissioners, I do want to thank the PA's office, the auditor, the treasurer. It really takes a village to kind of come together and get these documents approved. So I really want to say thank you to them.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Hillary said, next, bylaws and rules.
Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
A couple of
We're getting it.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, there was an article published by the Municipal Research and Services Center, which is MRSC, that was brought to our attention by the prosecutor's office about a trend that's developing nationwide, but specifically there's been some issues here in Washington State where people are using the public comment period, primarily doing it via the virtual option when those are available, to get on and use that as a platform to spew hate speech or things that are not necessarily relevant to the operation of county government. And so MRSC in their article had provided some recommendations about things that agencies may consider doing regarding their public comment period rules to be able to give opportunities to be able to shut that type of speech down if it was became a problem. And so we are here just today just to get input from the board and see if there's anything we would like to implement. MRSC had three options that they advise that you would consider. One of those would be that we would limit public comments to items appearing on the agenda. Why that may be appealing, it is pretty limited. I think this is an opportunity where people will come and speak to the board members about anything that is relevant to the commissioners, but may not necessarily be on the agenda, and I'm not sure we would want to limit that. The next option would be to remove the ability for remote public comment entirely. That does seem to be where the problem is stemming from, but with our county having meetings in the county seat primarily being remote from the population base, having that ability for people to participate via computer is pretty advantageous to us. And so to me, that would be, at least in my personal opinion, would be maybe a last ditch recommendation if it becomes a real problem for us. The option that was most appealing to staff is that we limit the comments to items that are relevant to and under the authority of the Board of County Commissioners. So people could come and speak to anything that the county would be, or the county commissioners have authority to influence. And then they would not be able to speak to things that were that. Now that does not mean that if they come and speak to an item that's relevant and they are using offensive or hate speech that we can shut them down, as long as they're speaking about a relevant topic that is protected under their First Amendment rights. But it does give an arrow in the quiver that if they are just generally talking about things that have nothing to do with the county operation, or under the authority of the board, that could be shut down. That also does come with another caveat in that the commissioners would have to universally enforce that. So even if it wasn't hate speech or race or those kind of things, we would have to ask people not to talk about topics that were not related specifically to things under the authority of the commissioners. So it does come with a bit of a enforcement thing that we as the county would have to be careful of. The other option, I guess, is that we would not change anything. That, of course, means that if people come on and start having those kind of deliveries during public comment, we would have to allow that to happen, limiting it to their 3 minutes. And then that's an option, too, is that we wouldn't change anything. And so I don't know if Mr. Brown wants to add any more to that. Or.
Well, Matt summed it up pretty well. We just thought it might be better to be proactive than to be caught off guard during a public meeting, because it's been happening in a lot of places, but it's moved into Washington. Several cities have encountered this. And we thought it'd be better to try and have a mechanism in place to deal with it ahead of time rather than on the fly as it's happening, so to speak. As I said, MRSC identified some options, eliminate the public remote comment. As Matt said, there's some cons to that. And another one that he didn't mention is there's a legislature passed a law, I think 2022, that says you have to, under certain circumstances, allow for the remote public comment. So you may find yourself in this situation of trying to apply that law on the fly. It's not worded very clearly. Is there some reasonable reason they can't talk to you in person or something? Well, how are you going to judge that? So that's kind of one of the another difficulty with just eliminating public comment. A lot of jurisdictions are doing option number two, which was limiting public comment to items on the agenda. So that's an option. That's a pretty bright line rule. As Matt said, it does limit, you know, your constituents' ability to come and talk about other things they want to talk about, other county business that's not on the agenda for that day. But it is easy to apply, is easy to interpret, and a lot of jurisdictions have done that. The one that's I think Matt gave you the draft of potential changes to your rules and bylaws are ones that we came up with, which is not an option that was identified by MRSC, and it could turn out we're too cute for our own good as we go to apply this, but we tried to limit it to things that are within the authority and control of the Benton County Commissioners, and I think hopefully the board can determine and has a good feel for what that is. But as Matt said, you have to evenly apply that because this is a, although it's a limited public forum, it is a public forum. And, you know, you can't allow someone to talk about whatever it is, you know, the weather one day and it's innocuous. Okay, we'll let you. And then someone else wants to come about, talk about abortion and you don't want to talk about it. You can't pick and choose winners and losers. So if you do adopt that limitation, you've got to apply it equally to everyone all the time. So we're here basically to see what the board thinks of this, answer any questions the board may have, and see what you want to do.
I have a few comments.
Go ahead.
So I read through it. I know that I talked to staff yesterday on this as well. And, you know, I know that coming from the city side of Richland and having a ton of public comments there, it's pretty active. You know, I know that we removed remote public comment. Typically, it was just there. You're there, fine. Go ahead and just let us know anything and everything, right? I know I agree with Matt. My personal opinion also is we have two locations. If we had one location, and that's where we had all our meetings, I would say remove the remote participation, but we don't. So I looked at also item two and some potential liability on it. There is, because we're going to have to kind of be the enforcers and say what's there, what's not. We're going to have to rely on staff if someone's speaking, also that we may miss it, that they're there, or one of the county attorneys. So I would go with I lean toward item two as well, but at the same time, I believe in freedom of speech. I know that's kind of gone overboard here the last few years for sure, but I at this point in time, I've seen the last year where since being here for a year with the county, I don't think we've had too many issues with that. And so I would lean more for we're aware of it. We have an arrow in our quiver if we need to go ahead and address it in the future, but I'm more for keeping it the way it is. And if we have to address it, we address it then versus taking on some potential liability and enforcing those type of things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I do want to hear from the people of Benton County. It's important to me. I know that there's some uncomfortable topics, but it is what it is. I think we're professional, we're all adults, and we need to move forward. But it is something that MSRC has brought up. If it comes to our place, then we have an ability to pivot and put it in there. That's my personal opinion, but I'll go with what the majority says.
Yeah, I think for me, remote, like if we were always meeting here, then yes, possibly, but again, we're going back and forth. So I'm having a hard time saying yes to getting rid of remote. But then also too, the like public comment, you know, Miss Gregory, she comes constantly and says the same stuff, but I don't want to hold it back for someone else coming back and bringing up another topic of another issue. And I agree that it should be county related because a lot of stuff that she brings up, we can't control, right? Because it's all state or it's school boards or whatever, you know, stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't want to hold people back saying, you know, even saying stuff like that, I guess. And we still keep it limited at 3 minutes, but keep it appropriate too, you know.
So I'm getting the consensus is just to keep it the way it is now.
That's what I think. Yeah. Because I mean, so this is more of like, because you're saying there's other counties and cities that are having.
Yeah, specifically, I think City of Linwood is the most recent one where it seems to be almost an orchestrated attack type thing where they have multiple persons lined up for public comment to participate virtually, and then they're getting on and talking about, you know, the war in Israel and topics that are completely and unrelated to Canada, and they're using a lot of anti-Semitism and racist comments and And so they're kind of stuck with the 3 minutes, and then each of those, you know, 10 people go through their 3 minute yeah. spiel of it. And so, yeah, if we kept things the way we are, we'd have to allow that.
Well, let me ask you a question. I have to go back to what we have in our rules for public comments and public hearing comments. And I think what it says within the body, then I have to go back. And that would be a question for Ryan, is it says, you know, blah, 3 minutes, da, 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 and then it goes on. If you're going to say the same thing, basically, as a speaker before you, there's a limit. There's some type of verbiage in there we can change.
It says, and it's repeated in the clerk's thing, is that you say you agree.
I agree with what Matt Rasmussen just said. Right. That's all.
Then we could cut that off as a chair, potentially at discretion, saying, you know what, we've heard this, and we move on. Is that a possibility we can do that because of that verbiage?
But it's going to be highly fact-specific, because what you're going to end up with is arguments. So I'm not saying the exact same thing Matt's saying. He's talking about attacking Gaza. I'm talking about the West Bank. You know, people, if they want to get cute, if they want to make an issue out of it, they can.
I serve on the Public Works Board. We had last year some random guy. The public comments show up and talk about, I don't even remember what it was, but they just cut them off.
I think, to me, like I said, I agree with you, Will, is I think it's a arrow in the quiver. You used my terminology from yesterday, by the way, Matt. But I think it's important that we kind of keep it the way it is and for the time being, and then if we need to address it, we address it.
Yeah, if it gets out of hand 6 months from now or a year, then yeah, we change it. But I think that we do, like we in our public comment little presentation before, it says, please don't repeat, you know, the same thing.
And we don't see that in our current relationship.
There's something in there. I have to look at it. And if we don't, I remember reading that
Jared too somewhere. Yeah, go ahead.
We talked about limiting remote participation. Is it possible to limit remote participation from either this room or the Prosser Courthouse?
Meaning that if we're in Prosser,
if we're in Prosser and people are here, they can participate remotely here, but they can't participate remotely from wherever.
I think from a technical standpoint, yeah, that's possible, because the meeting link would just no longer be available to the public. It would only be to that other room. And IT could confirm that, but believe we could do it that way.
But you still have to deal with the new legislation.
Right, you still have to deal with the legislation that says if someone had a reasonable excuse, and it's not necessarily limited to ADA, it just says a reasonable excuse as to why they could not participate in person, which I assume would apply to, I can't get to the other location to participate remotely, then you would have to extend that remote option to them.
Is there some wording that would kind of, that would say that, something like, you know, we encourage, you know, public comments, but please keep to the agenda items or something specific to the Benton County area. I know something in there that then whoever the chair is could say, you know, you're kind of leaving, going off into areas that, you know, we don't comment on international or federal, you know.
I think you don't want to be doing that on the fly. You don't want to put that in your rules or that way or not do it.
And we could probably put that, I would say put it in the rule if we want to. If you look at it and say there's something we could add to our verbiage, that's fine. Once again, I just believe in freedom of speech. I think we're pretty good here within Benton County. This is something we can in put in if we need to. But I get concerned that regardless, if we're not here and someone else is in here, we're always having to, if we put that in there, having the discretion of stopping somebody, and then we have a lawsuit in hand, because that will be tested sooner or later, and then we're in a lawsuit, and so we're $1 million plus lawsuit potential.
Yeah, it's just which lawsuit you want to do. You can also get your lawsuit where you don't have anything and they're saying a bunch of stuff you don't want and stopping them. And
yeah, it's either way, but at least if you have it where it's right now, if you just let them go for the 3 minutes, and then we're fine. But then once again,
you don't have to listen to anybody say anything.
Yeah,
don't do anything.
Yeah,
don't necessarily have to agree with what they're saying or even comment on it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can see something, I don't know, and maybe there's not a middle ground, but with all the nut jobs out there, and you know, is that a proper term? Psychiatric term?
I haven't seen that in the definitions yet.
Oh, okay.
It'll get there.
No. So are you looking at, are you in agreement just keeping it the way it is?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think so too, yeah.
All right, so consensus is no changes, yeah. And we'll just monitor time and adjust as needed.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Maybe we just keep a fire hose up here. We can just... Okay, that takes care of schedule. Other business, gentlemen, anything? Yeah, I don't
have any.
Oh, if you saw our lobbyist email that had some different bills on there.
Oh, yeah.
The one I wanted to highlight was on that, was on the small engines. Oh. House Bill 2051, I think we ought to ask our lobbyists to sign in opposed to that. I know WASC hasn't taken a position on it because some of those Seattle-type people, you know, buy into that stuff. But
that's a good topic, too, for I'll be there on LSE, yes, on the 18th.
And okay. I'll be over there for Public Works Board. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, I think we ought to reply to Annika's her bill list and ask to sign in, if you guys are good with that, mm-hmm, to sign in opposed to that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then also Commissioner McKinney from Yakima, you know, she's introduced that. I don't know who introduced it for her, but that requiring FSEC in their process to require a water, mm-hmm, you know, showing a water right available, yeah, or something that they have that water for whatever that project is. Is I don't know if that bill will even get a hearing, but it may. But
just real quick on that note, I'll be meeting. She reached out to me because of the real estate water thing. I don't know, so I'll be meeting with her in the process.
Okay.
1 p.m. this Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if she wants us to sign in on that. I mean, she sent it out to all the Eastern Washington County, but and then maybe have our lobbyists sign in on that House Bill 2117 that Mr. Crouppen, if I pronounce that right,
yeah,
brought up, Representative Bernard's bill. Yep. Let's have them sign into that. You guys are good with that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, do we need to talk to legal counsel about that letter?
Well, that's what I was going to ask Greg. I mean, Greg and Michelle, on that response to FSEC, when they put that, do you guys have something already put together? You know, you're waiting to see what they come out with. You think we can turn around quick enough?
We'll have a couple weeks, but until we know exactly what it is they're going to recommend.
Right. Ken, should, yeah, that's true. But you know, I know he's asked, CARES has asked for maybe just an email that he's put a copy of here that just says we received the January 4th the notice, schedule next monthly meeting. It's pretty, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's just asking the chair and the FSEC director to make a documents available publicly and allow adequate time to review. It's pretty straightforward and simple. Request to the FSEC. You don't see any issues. I don't see any issues with that. Just asking FSEC for more time for public comment.
Yeah.
Well, maybe someone can check with that. And then, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's not.
So you didn't get the email too, Ryan? It was just sent to the commissioners? Okay.
I'll give you this. You can give a copy of his and
yeah.
That's all I had. So
okay. Yeah, no, on the wind turbines, I heard the other day, you know, if they do go up, how it lowers property values on everything for residential, mm-hmm, commercial, everything. I mean, that affects the county as well. It affects all the people living here. It affects the county. It affects our water. It affects our farmland. I mean, there's just no common sense on putting those things in there.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, with that,
executive session.
Yeah, executive session in the Potato or potato room.
Potato
Corota room. Yeah, we have two executive sessions under the same topic, union contract negotiations. We'll go in for up to 15 minutes, and the time is 9:40.
Okay. Stand at ease. Executive session back in the boardroom, and no decisions were made. Direction was given to staff. And do we have an emotion on the issue?
Yes, I move to approve the county's step three grievance response to the Deputy Sheriff's Guild.
Second.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 None opposed, nay. No opposed. With that, Happy New Year and to everyone, and I guess that's good. Our next meeting will be the 23rd, because next Monday is a holiday for the county. With that, have everyone have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you.